mouth dry.
Mm-hmm. All set. Ready, Michael? Still here, huh? Can't leave us. We keep winning these games, you're not going to be allowed to leave. Right. I'm going to take you to D.C. All right. You know, today's a tough day, to be honest with you, with the emotions of the five seniors. And, you know, each of them, as I've said, have a different story. And today's really about them and what they've done each differently. One over 4 years, one two over two, and one over this just this past year. The game kind of embodies a lot of the stuff that we're about. We had to grit it out sometimes, not a great start, but kind of hung in there and then did some good stuff. And, you know, playing against a really good team, high-quality team. Just found ways. This team has unbelievable resiliency, unbelievable resolve. They're tough, obviously playing extremely well right now. Our seniors, Marcus, was steady the whole game. Adam made some big shots, what he's done for us all year long. You know, Chuck was Chuck with 11 rebounds, really good defensively on their four men. James gave us an athletic lift in a couple plays, a couple block shots. You know, he plays 12 minutes, gets three rebounds for us, two blocks. And then Nick probably played his best overall game. You know, we challenged those big guys at halftime. Young had 18 points at that time. He's so good. He's so hard to guard. And you got to really be disciplined and tough to guard him. And Nick did a great job in the second half. And then we changed up and put Ben on him a couple times, and his length was a good kind of switch up from Nick. Again, my staff did an unbelievable job in the preparation of the guys in terms of the game plan. You got to give Coach Mamadou a ton of credit with the big guys and what they've done this year and their development. They've had unbelievable years, career years, each of them. I think with Nick today, he becomes a 1,000-point scorer in his career as well. So both Nick and Chuck. And then, Coach Herrien and Coach Dahl have done an unbelievable job, especially at this point in time with Marcus, you know, with the moving him to playing the point almost exclusively. You know, for him to get 7 assists today is, you know, just shows that developmental piece that we were looking for. So pleased with where we're at, pleased with how we've played the last month or so, and, you know, hopefully carry that momentum into D.C.
When you have games like this where both teams are struggling shooting, going back and forth, it's good to be playing in front of the home crowd to keep you going through those rough stretches.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the one thing is, and I agree with you, I think both teams defensively were really good today. You know, Pitt's numbers have not been typical Pitt defense. But if you saw them last week against Duke, that was the Pitt team that, and defensively they were every bit as good today. I mean, we couldn't get a clean look. We had to make some tough shots. We couldn't get to the rim. After the first 10 minutes or so, we had a hard time getting to the rim. They do a great job of guarding post players in terms of walling up and being physical. I don't know what the numbers were because I don't have the full book, but I think at halftime our big guys were 4 of 17 or something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, we got good shots around the basket. We just couldn't finish anything. And then we've, you know, obviously gotten much better defensively. We weren't great in the first half, not as good as I'd like to be, but much better in the second half. And the one thing that we've done all year long is we've defended the three pretty well all year long. We don't give up on plays. We fly at guys if we're in a scramble, and for us to out rebound them by 8, you know, that's a team that got 24 offensive rebounds against North Carolina and out rebounded Duke by a ton. So pretty pleased with that, and I think we only had 3 turnovers in the second half as well. So all those equal, you know, beating a really good team, and it, you know, in this league it's still going to come down to the last 2 minutes. You know what I mean? It just is.
You guys sort of control get some more of your goals in place. What is your message to the team right now?
Well, I think, you know, a couple things, and this is what I'll say. You know, I don't know where our numbers are going to be at after this game or whatever the case might be, but I do know this. The the idea of where you finish in the league and your record in the league, that's kind of ancient now because the leagues have changed so dramatically. Like, back in the day, you would play everybody at home, everybody away, and it would everything would be equal. So if you were 9-9, or back in the day, 8-8, it was there was a number that you could look at. Because of the unbalanced schedules and the power conferences with all these games that you play, the number that you look at now is your strength of schedule. And our strength of schedule heading into the day is anywhere from 4th in the country to maybe 15th in the country. With that strength of schedule, you know, we are 8-10 in the league and 18-13 overall. You know, puts us in a pretty good position. You know, and I do think, you know, if you look at what we've done, we have a chance. I think we should be in the discussion. Do we need to do a few more things? Yes, I think so. But we're in position now, and you know, I do see other teams, and I don't get into all that stuff. You know what I mean? I got enough to worry about. We got to have a good practice tomorrow and get ready for the next game. But when you look at numbers, and the numbers are crunched, I think going into today in the power index, we are 46th in the country. And I think Pittsburgh was in the 30s, so that means we're going to obviously move up in that. You know, 6-3 in the second half of the ACC with a loss to team that's playing for the championship today in Miami. Won at Louisville and at Clemson. So we've played, I wouldn't say the best out of anybody in the league, but we've played near the top. And our guys, I'm just telling you right now, our guys get the credit for that. They've been unbelievable. You know, at 2-7 at the turn, they could have bought into the negativity, they could have bought into all the other stuff, and they wouldn't do it. They don't do it. They do not do it. And they get it's a credit to them. It really is a credit to them. It's as a collective group. You guys have heard me, you know, the tough times and the disappointments, all of part of some purpose and plan, and we're just following through on it now.
Do you feel like your guys did a better job of putting a body on Young in the second half?
Yeah, we the one thing we wanted to do a little more is get into him a little more. We gave him too much freedom in the second half. We played off him. He just rose up and shot. He put the ball on the floor. Now he got us on our heels. We said we wanted to push into him more and make him make congested dribble moves to try to score. I think maybe the first play of the second half is when Nick put his chest in front of him, got an offensive foul. That kind of set the tone. That really set the tone. And as I said, we kept him off the glass. You know, one offensive rebound. The guy's a monster on the offensive glass. And we kept him off the free throw line, only 4 free throws. Feels a lot better than it used to, you know. I think two things. One, we're much better defensively. You and I talked during that stretch in those first 6 or 7 games when we lost some of those close games, the disparity in the free throws. And I was honest with you, I thought we weren't defending the ball as well as you need to. You know, right? I'm telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we've gotten better at that. And we've also gotten better in our help defense and our rotations. And Ben's helped us. James has helped us. Chuck has gotten a little better. Nick's gotten a little better. But our guards have gotten better, too. I thought, you know, Adam did a great job, in guarding Robinson, 4-10. You know, only 3 assists this game. Last game, he had 18-8. I think, or 17-8, you know, and I told Adam in the beginning of the year, we were trying to find anybody within the borders of the United States that he could defend, you know what I mean? And you had to throw some challenges out to him, and he's responded pretty well. Like, we took him off Robinson for a play in the second half, and he was ticked off. He said, I got him. And I said, we need to give you a rest for a second. And then he went back on him. So, he's really, we've gotten better defensively. And we're more aggressive offensively, too, in terms of getting to the line a little bit also.
Mark, two more.
Coach, talk a little bit about Chuck's hustle play, probably with about 2 minutes remaining or so, and the ball was clearly about to go out of bounds, and he went the extra mile and ran after it and changed the game.
You know, I'm a hard guy to satisfy, and you know, Chuck's averaging a double-double, or, you know, 10 rebounds a game. And I still get ticked at him all the time because I think he could get more. And he makes that play that probably, you know, in big picture, maybe won us the game, you know what I mean, in terms of – and he comes to the huddle, and I'm mad at him because I wanted him to get the rebound off the shot instead of having to make the hustle play, you know, because he didn't grab it. You know, but that's, you know, I mentioned it before. He is an emotional leader for us. You know, we kind of go as he goes. And even when he wasn't scoring, that didn't deter him from doing the other stuff pretty well today. And that's a change, to be honest with you. He's matured in that. And we need him. And those 11 rebounds and Nick's 12, they controlled the glass for us. Yeah, but you just made the biggest point. It's about the players. That's why I'm satisfied, because I've seen what these guys have done. I've seen the work that they've put in. I've seen the positive attitude that they've had. I've seen them, you know, go about their daily business with a faith and an expectancy for success. And even when they didn't necessarily achieve the level that we all wanted, they never stopped. And so, for me, that's where, you know, I'm going to be all right, you know, and I have an unbelievable family, the whole bit, you know, so I'm good. But you just really, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, you want it for the guys. You know, you want it for Marcus, you want it for the young guys to learn how to win games so they can continue, and you want it for the guys that, you know, sacrificed a lot to come here and play for 1 year. You know, Adam could be anywhere, probably taking 25 shots a game, but he wanted to be, you know, I don't know this for sure, but I do think the 18 wins is the most wins of any team that Adam's been on or James has been on. You know what I mean? Obviously, Marcus, I think maybe Chuck won some more at maybe 20 wins at Maryland, and I think Nick's first year at Alabama, they made the NCAA tournament. But they've sacrificed a lot, so that's what it's about.
There you go.
Now flipping the page over to D.C., moving ahead, going forward. There's one thing when you're in the locker room with the guys right before that first game, that getting the mentality together. What's the very first thing that you put up on that board to say we have to do this in order to succeed, move forward to the next round, and make it to the next round?
We need to, you know, what we've talked about is playing to our vision the whole year long. What we're about, that's being unselfish, that's being disciplined, that's being kind of having a little chip on our shoulder, but a controlled chip on our shoulder. You know what I mean? And I think our guys know that, because you're all the things you want to achieve are all driven by your vision for what that's going to look like. And our guys have done a good job of that.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Come on, ready?